Hello, and thanks for joining us for Straight Talk. I'm Tim Gordon in for Stephanie Domorat. As we approach the holiday season, we're really in it now, the need for help to simply put food on the table is growing. Inflation and rising costs have pushed more Oregonians to seek help from food pantries and assistance programs. For over a century, one Portland nonprofit has been on the front lines fighting hunger in our community. The Sunshine Division, founded in 1923, now serves hundreds of households each week through food pantries, home delivery, and other community partnerships, including the Portland Police Bureau and KGW. Joining us today to talk more about the nonprofit is Executive Director Kyle Camberg. Kyle began his nonprofit career 25 years ago with the March of Dimes, then spent 8 years with Susan G. Komen for The Cure, did great work there. In 2011, he became Sunshine Division's first civilian executive director from outside the Portland Police Bureau. And since then, the organization has more than quadrupled both its revenue and the number of families that it serves. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us on Straight Talk today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, for those who may not be aware, tell us about the Sunshine Division, a great history, really.
Yeah, it's such a truly Portland story, a charity that was started by the Police Bureau and the mayor. And as we were discussing off camera, you know, I don't think they knew they were starting a charity
right.
or a 10-decade plus, thing that was going to continue all these years. But 1923, just down the street from where we're filming here, Goose Hollow, you had the mayor of Portland, some city officials, the police chief, police officers, and this first batch of police reserves. I love the history of this. A bunch of police officers, unfortunately had been laid off because of the invention of the car. They didn't need as many police officers walking two by two over the city. And they took food to people's homes just right down the street here in Jefferson Street here in Goose Hollow on Christmas Eve. And so coming up in a week from now, it'll be the 103rd year in a row that we're going to do a massive home delivery, not just in Goose Hollow anymore and not just on foot anymore, but for the 103rd year straight, Sunshine Division, again, with the help of Portland Police and over 1,000 volunteers are going to do a holiday home delivery. So a lot has happened in those 10 decades, but that's the origin. As the mayor and the chief of police said, we need to help people here in the city. And they said, we've got the resources, let's get after it and do it. So
right.
a neat origin story.
Absolutely. And it was at a time in the early 20s when the economy was suffering, people were suffering. So that's why it got started. Hey, KGW Radio also played a part with the Hoot Owls, making it happen and spreading the word about Sunshine Division.
Part of the name. So people say, well, where did that come from? Again, KGW Radio called these police officers the Sunshine Boys, then morphed into an informal division of the police bureau. And then in the 1960s, the organization formally became a 501c3 charity, not just this sort of neat, cool idea that the police bureau and the city endorse. And so in the 1960s, we became a charity, but still working very, very closely with the city and the police bureau. And, you know, fast forward another six decades, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And you've done such great work in growing the organization, because the need is so great, helping more and more families. What are you seeing in our community when it comes to the need for food assistance right now?
You know, unfortunately, these past 5 years have just been absolutely brutal for working Americans, and not just Oregonians or people that live here in the Portland metro area, but across the country. We all know, you know, no one really wants to talk about COVID and the pandemic, but there was residual effects of that. We had school closures multiple times here in Oregon. We've had more wildfires and ice storms than I've ever seen in my whole life, and I've lived in Oregon my whole life. Of course, we all know about record inflation, and then we've had, we've had civil unrest and rioting. And of course, you know, lately we've seen it again. We've had another uptick in inflation. And just the cost of living for your average, you know, normal American, it's been really difficult. And people are turning to places like the Sunshine Division, their local food bank, food pantry across the country, more than at any time per capita since the Great Depression. So when people say, what's happening or what does the normal person that comes to, you know, to your food pantry look like? It's working families. It's senior citizens that are on fixed incomes. It's people with a disability. It's people who have lost a job or have had hours cut back. What we see a lot is people who've had really one bad day, one unfortunate thing, whether that's a medical issue, a loss of a job, you know, a car transmission that needs repair. Far too many Americans don't have much of a safety net, and so they're turning to places like Sunshine Division more than at any time than any of us can recall.
Right. All it takes is one event, really, to take them out. That's so tough, but so good that you're there to help and other organizations as well. Well, this time of year, Sunshine Division is busier than ever, really. You know, it's post-Thanksgiving, now the holiday meal delivery is coming up. How many families will you serve, and do you need more help making it happen?
Well, the how, what are we doing, or how many we can help right now? There's a lot. I'm going to give you a little bit of a list here. So sure. On the 20th, that's going to be 3,000 home deliveries across Portland, Gresham area, Milwaukee, and for the 103rd year in a row. But our food pantry is open 52 weeks a year. You know, that's sometimes this time of year as many as 1,000 households a week are essentially shopping for food. We have a home delivery program that we ramped up to 650 households per week. We ramped that up when we saw that the government shutdown and the SNAP cuts were going to happen.
Right.
That's a year-round program, so that's 52 weeks a year as well. And then one thing that many people probably don't know about Sunshine Division, we also support and work with a whole host of other social service agencies. So that's schools, that's churches, that's other nonprofits that maybe don't focus on hunger but work with low-income families. So about 500 boxes leave our warehouse every single week. You know, great example, a representative from Central City Concern might come to our building and pick up 6 or 7 boxes for clients they work with. And so, you know, we've got the food pantry, we've got home delivery, we've got our agency partnerships, and then that last one is the Portland Police Bureau. And so a Sunshine Division food box is in every Portland Police Bureau precinct and has been for 10 decades. And so any hour of the day, a police officer can take that box out, or any citizen, if you come to a police precinct, which, you know, they're open 24 hours a day,
right,
any hour of the day, you can get a food box. And so we're distributing food in a variety of ways. And so to finally get to the answer to your question, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 plus households, you know, so that's more than 30,000 people, but households are going to get help this holiday season.
Wow.
By Sunshine Division.
That is something else. And the point is, a lot of help during the holidays, but this is year-round, and you need support and volunteer help throughout the year, and not just during the holidays.
Absolutely. You know, this is kind of our, you know, this is Super Bowl season for us, if you will. Just with between Thanksgiving and the holiday home delivery we do, that's almost 6,000 home deliveries and over a couple thousand volunteers. But hunger isn't seasonal. We don't get to January 2nd and pat ourselves on the back and say, you know, we're done here. The pantry is open 52 weeks a year. The home delivery continues 52 weeks a year. And really, there's different times a year where we see massive spikes that I think most people wouldn't think about. When school is out of session, whether that's a spring break or summer break, mm-hmm. families turn to food pantries more and more. Anytime there's a weather event, you know, we just had a little flooding this week, you know, that went away pretty quickly. But if there's an ice storm, if there's a weather event, people can't go to work, people are stuck, they don't have daycare, again, they turn to places like Sunshine Division more and more. So it's not just a Thanksgiving to, you know, December 31st issue. This is truly a year-round, year-round work we do.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, let's talk about the Super Bowl season of it all, though, right now. And Winter Wonderland is on, which is a spectacular event with all the lights out at Portland International Raceway. It benefits Sunshine Division. In fact, it's all yours. Tell us about it and give us your best pitch for folks to go on out there and do it and enjoy it.
Yeah, so 9 years ago, with the help of a grant of a local foundation, we were able to buy the actual ownership of the event. So we own and operate it. You know, part of that is we assume the risk with it too.
Sure.
Weather's nice and warm right now, so we're not going to get snowed out this year. The pitch is this, and I have a teenager, so I've been going for a number of years. Where else can you pile the entire family, the neighborhood, your kids, friends, grandma, grandpa, generations into one car and get them all together, turn off the cell phones, and have a good hour of just family, holiday, wholesome, lo-fi, and in a good way. Lo-fi,
yes.
We're turning off the iPhones, we're turning up the dial on the Christmas music, and we're gonna go very, very slowly through this 2+ mile track with all these different holiday lights. So if you have little kids, they're gonna love the dinosaurs. If you have older kids, they're gonna love the blinking light tunnels, and they're gonna stick their head out the window and take their Instagram photos.
For sure.
Maybe the more traditional, there's also the 12 days of Christmas. There's something for everyone, but the bottom line is, where else can you get the entire family in one car? And it is one ticket for the entire car. This is not this is not going to a major sporting event and cost you hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
It's that one ticket. So if you can pack 7 or 8 people into the SUV or the minivan, do it, because then it's a great price. I mean, cheaper than soft serve at that point.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
And then ultimately, you know, you're helping Sunshine Division. So it's checking all of the boxes. Great holiday, you know, event. Great family event, and you're helping Sunshine Division. So I think it's the win-win-win.
Yeah, and I love the part of, I mean, yeah, you get the phone out to get the Instagram, but, you know, otherwise the screens are down, you're looking up, you're enjoying it. Yeah. How many lights are there? What's the number?
I get that question a lot. I have not counted them one by one by one, but we're talking well over 300 installations with over two miles of lights. So imagine doing your home and now multiplying that by 2 miles by two sides of the street.
Sure.
It's over a million lights. It's a lot of lights. And like I said, just a lot of fun to be able to get everyone together and have that kind of just that moment that unfortunately escapes a lot of us in the busy world.
Absolutely. It was really great. It's been a family tradition for us, and we sure appreciate it. And it's so cool that it does support your work at Sunshine Division. So we talked about this being a year-round operation. Yeah. You know, as you noted, leading it since 2011, you're moving into a much-needed new space now. What do you see for the future? And talk about that new space and how that fits into all this.
Yeah, so those that don't know, we've been in a pre-World War II, essentially machine shop. We'll call it a warehouse, but it was something was built there,
right?
You know, almost 100 years
ago. Oh, it was old.
And we've been in that building for 50 years. We've long since outgrown it. In fact, the past 5 years, with the help of the folks at Safeway, Albertsons, they've let us use vacant grocery stores to do all our warehousing.
Right.
So we've had this sort of temporary bridge solution that was never meant to be the forever. We're in a building right now that they have a lease that's running out. And so that's where we warehouse everything now. We are now, next spring, and we don't have the exact date, but next spring are gonna be opening up our first new facility for the first time in 50 years. And really, it's so great to have a building that is suited precisely to our needs, because the building is the tool. It's the tool to get the work done. So having the right sized warehouse and having little things like loading docks. I mean, what is wrong with the old building? I could give you, 20 minutes.
I've been in there to cover it. It's a
lack of heat, lack of parking. Sure. You know, this new building is going to be built to suit for us. It's a 30-year-old concrete warehouse.
Wow.
So it's not fancy, but it's the right tool, and it's going to just unlock this ability to allow us to help so many more people. And I just love that it's a community solution.
Yeah.
$0 towards this are government dollars. It's all local donors. We're a local organization, local board of directors, local volunteers helping the local community. So community solution funded by the local community. We're about 70% of the way there to the finish line, but really the building unlocks our ability to help even more people.
For the next 103 years.
That's right.
Let's do it. All right, well, we got about 30 seconds left. Just a quick message to the people you serve and to the broader community.
I would just say, Sunshine Division's been here for 100 years. If you need help, go to our website. You can access that service. If our work speaks to you, whether it's hosting a food drive, volunteering your time, or making a gift, your help is needed now more than ever. I'm super proud of what we do. We're a charity navigator, 4-star charity, meaning we're great with your dollar. But again, we're a community solution that's not government funded. We're funded by local people like you and I that donate their time and their dollars. And we think we do a heck of a job with those dollars to help as many people as possible. So we invite you to join us this holiday season.
Carl Camberg, Sunshine Division, happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, Latino Network is joining the KGW Great Toy Drive for the first time. Executive Director Tony DeFalco joins us to talk about the nonprofit's mission and the drive, along with KGW's Josh Schreck, as the campaign enters its final week. Stay with us. Welcome back to Straight Talk. For nearly 30 years, Latino Network has been serving Portland's Latino community. The organization empowers youth and families through early literacy, leadership development, and culturally specific support services. And joining us today to talk more about Latino Network is its executive director, Tony DeFalco. Tony joined the organization in February of 2021. He previously spent 10 years with Verde, a community-based environmental justice organization in Northeast Portland. Tony also worked with Native American tribes across the country on land reclamation and ocean conservation efforts. So you've got quite a broad history for you. Tony, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to be here with you. Latino Network has been around for about 30 years now. Tell us about the work that you do.
Yeah, we have. And, I think we started off as really an advocacy organization and thinking about, lifting up our community in this region. I think, this community is often invisibilized and taken for granted and really wasn't getting the kind of investment it needed and the policies that would support thriving of our community. So from that place, we've really grown to serve community in many ways, from some of those ways you talked about earlier, education, economic empowerment, addressing things like violence in the community, but also really building up our community through educational attainment and supporting our families in many, many ways.
And geographically, you've grown too. We were just talking about where you cover now.
Yeah, we do. We're all around the region. So Washington County, Clackamas County, Multnomah County, really robust programming and services all around. And at the statewide level, really helping to shape policy at the statewide level so that Latina folks are front and center as 15% of our state's population.
Wow. Well, I want to note that you're wearing a great hat today. We're going to talk about the toy drive and how Latino Network is a new partner with us. But before we get to that, I got to ask you, during the holiday season, it just seems an especially difficult time for our neighbors in Latinx communities, really due to federal immigration enforcement efforts. So much going on. Can you talk about the stress of that, please?
Yeah, and there's just no reason that it should be this stressful. This is a beautiful time of year where our community, like all communities, come together to be with family, enjoy, you know, the comida that we share together, to do that gift giving and expressions of love for each other. And that's all we want to do this time of year. We want to be together in those ways that really lift up all of our communities. And I think right now the kinds of things that our community in particular are experiencing are creating just unbelievable stresses, whether you're an immigrant or not an immigrant in the Latina community, we're being targeted. And these kinds of detentions and deportations that are happening are disrupting families, taking away, just this week, we had some moms taken from their families this week, really creating the kinds of uncertainty, especially this time of year, that is really, really hard, both mentally and physically on us. So Latino Network has been there, continues to be there to help folks directly, but also get folks navigated to services and be part of things like this, where we're really saying, hey, we also need to make sure that kids are centered in this time of year and going forward.
Now, such an important part of our overall community, our Latin community, and want you to feel welcomed and enjoy the holiday spirit, but obviously there's some fear and uncertainty out there right now for sure. But let's switch gears. Let's talk about the toy drive now.
Yes.
Yeah, the KGW Great Toy Drive is our annual effort to help bring some joy into children's lives and their families. This is video from last year's Parade of Toys when we load up the trucks to get all the toys we've collected out to our local partners. Well, this year, for the first time ever, Latino Network is one of our partners. So Tony, why'd you join?
You know, we were so thrilled to have the opportunity to be here because our kiddos and our families need access to these kinds of toys, both for just the sheer joy of it, but also the kinds of things that toys can provide. I saw a lot of Legos out there, and I grew up with Legos, and I'm certainly not like a construction person, but I can also claim some credit. Our organization recently built a $20 million community center and preschool, La Plaza Esperanza, and I can't help but think when you get exposed like that to these kinds of toys and enrichment, you can do anything in the future.
Yeah, it's awesome. What will this mean for kids and families in the community?
Everything. I mean, right now, especially with the kinds of stresses in our community. And so, you know, the more you can do there at home, if you're watching right now, the better. Please, please, please center the needs of our youth and families and all youth and families right now and bring those toys in.
Let's take a look at our toy box now and see how things are going out there. Oh, it looks pretty good, I'd say. Got more work to do, but it looks just fantastic. You can see the donations, they've been coming in. But we are entering our kind of final week, really, of the drive. So now is the time to give. And joining us now is KGW's Josh Schreck, who manages the toy drive, among other things, here at KGW. You yes. wear many hats, Josh.
That's true.
You're not wearing your Christmas hat right now. But
no,
you wear
I did
many
dress
hats.
In green. I wanted to make sure we were teamed up for the holiday
spirit. Well color coordinated. You look great. How's it going? Talk about this KGW toy drive and what it does in the tradition and where we're at.
Yeah, I've been doing this for about 7 years now, and I feel very honored and privileged to be a part of this. The KGW Great Toy Drive has been a staple in our community for, honestly, over 40 years. We don't even know how long we've been doing it at KGW. It's that integrated into what we do here. Mm. And this year, like many years, we are seeing huge, generous donations from the community. We have great partners like local Toyota dealers, Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is how you got connected with us, Ziply Fiber, IQ Credit Union. They do so much great work in supporting this, but we also have viewers that support us. Mm-hmm. There's over 400 community partners that are out there collecting toys right now, and we can't wait for those donations to arrive at the station.
How are we doing? Are we getting there?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's always hard to tell. Like I said, we have so many people collecting toys for us right now, kind of out in the community. We're getting reports of what they're kind of collecting, but it's always a big surprise, just like Christmas,
right,
when all of those donations come in on the parade on Tuesday. Right now, we think we have about a third to a quarter of the toys that we would expect to come in accounted for. Mm-hmm. But we never know.
No.
And it's never too late to give. We can always use more donations.
Absolutely. Yeah, the elves are very busy, and they'll give us the reports as we get them, I know.
Yes.
Can you give me some nuts and bolts? I mean, how many organizations are involved? How many kids are getting toys on average?
So we work with over 150 different local nonprofits. They help us distribute the toys to the families. We work with a lot of different types of organizations. Everything from faith-based communities, culturally specific communities. We work with rehab communities, foster care families. All of those types of nonprofits benefit from this. We don't know exactly how many thousands of families we impact, but we distribute over 35 to 40,000 toys. So that's a lot of families that we're able to give a happy holiday to.
I love all our community initiatives, and this one is just such a great one, though.
Yes.
It's so great to see people getting a little extra help when they need it during mm-hmm. the holidays, for sure. So we're coming into our last week. What can people do at this point?
Oh, people can do a lot. So I know you guys, if you're watching this, you probably watch our station a lot, and every newscast we're asking you to donate. Donating online, financial contributions, that is open all the way up until Tuesday next week. While we're literally bringing toys in, we have some people ready to go shop for you. We have a wish list online where you can buy and send toys directly to us. Those make a big difference. We do have our volunteers set, so we don't necessarily mm-hmm. need volunteer help, but those are great ways to donate and support our families.
Sure. And how wonderful is it to have Latino Network as a partner as well now?
I'm very excited to have Tony here. I know their organization does great work, and I'm sure Tony could speak to this too, but we have lots of families that say being able to provide gifts provides a lot of hope and a lot of dignity to parents who might not be able to do that in otherwise, or help them feel supported in a way that they might not otherwise feel during this holiday season.
Sure. And you're happy to be here, I know.
It was so lovely pulling up this morning and seeing people actively bringing gifts through that front door.
Right.
And then just seeing the gifts that were out there, you know, the Legos, but also things like, you know, some of the dolls mm-hmm. and seeing some of the darker skinned dolls was really a boost for me to see, like, mm-hmm. we are evolving as a society
right.
all the way down to our toys. And we can't have too many, so let's keep bringing
them
in.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you both for the time.
Of course. And Tony, I'm going to give you the last word. I mean, just speaking for Latino Network, what's your message this holiday season for the broader community?
I mean, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. This is a beautiful, happy time of year for our community. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have been asked. And we are honored to be here as part of this. And from our community, we really say that, you know, we just have this message of love. You know, we come from a place of love. We come from a place of respect for each other as humans. And we just want to see that same kind of love and respect echoed and buoyed throughout, and this is one way to do it.
Absolutely, and we hope you feel it in many ways, including the KGW Great Toy Drive, for sure. Well, thank you both for being here. We'll have a big final push. The elves are working hard throughout the area, and we'll get it done.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. All right, well, there's still plenty of time to donate, too, as Josh was mentioning. The easiest way to give is by going to kgw.com/toy, and then you just click Donate Cash. Super easy. Put the amount in there, then we'll go do the shopping for you. We'll get to work on that. You can also drop off a new unwrapped toy at any IQ Credit Union, Fred Meyer, or local Toyota dealership. And I know we've got a couple of spots where people can come this weekend. I'll be at Cedar Hills Crossing.
Yes.
Yeah, 11 to 2.
I'll see you there, Tim.
It'll be great. Yeah, so come on by and visit us there. Tony, Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of Straight Talk. And a reminder, you can stream Straight Talk on your own schedule. Just download the free TV app, KGW Plus, available right now on Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. Thanks for watching, and take care, everyone.